Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some more questions about yourself.
Okay.
Let's talk about your hometown or village. What kind of place is it?
It's quite a small village, about 20 kilometers from Zurich. Mm-hmm. And it's very quiet, and we have only two little shops, because most of the people work in Zurich or are orientated to the city.
What's the most interesting part of this place, the village?
On the top of a hill we have a little castle, mm-hmm. which is very old and quite well known in Switzerland.
What kind of jobs do people in the village do?
We have some farmers in the village, as well as people who work in Zurich as bankers or journalists. Or there are also teachers and some doctors or some medicines.
Right. Would you say it's a good place to live?
Yes, although it is very quiet, people are friendly, mm-hmm. and I would say it's a good place to live there, yes.
Let's move on to talk about accommodation. Tell me about the kind of accommodation you live in. All right?
Yes.
Remember, you have 1 to 2 minutes for this, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when the time is up. Can you start speaking now, please?
Yes. One of the most important things I have is my piano, because I like playing the piano. I got it from my parents to my 12th birthday, so I have it for about 9 years. And the reason why it is so important for me is that I can go into another world when I am playing piano. I can forget what's around me, and what I can forget my problems, and this is sometimes quite good for a few minutes, or I can play to relax, or just to relax and to think of something completely different.
Mm. Thank you. Would it be easy to replace this piano?
Yes, I think it wouldn't be that big problem. But I like my piano as it is, because I have it from my parents. Mm-hmm. It's some kind unique for me.
We've been talking about things we own, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions relating to this topic. First, let's consider values and the way they can change. In Switzerland, what kind of possessions do you think give status to people?
The first thing which comes in my mind is the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because lots of people like to have posh cars or expensive cars to show their status, their place in the society.
Is that a new development?
No, I think it isn't.
And people have thought like that for quite a long time.
Yes. Another thing is probably the clothing. It starts already when you are young. When the children go to school, they want to have posh labels on their jumpers or good shoes.
What do you think of this way of thinking, that I need to have a car or certain clothes to show my status?
Probably it's sometimes a replacement for something you don't have. Mm-hmm. So if your wife has left you or your girlfriend, you just buy some new don't know, new watches or new clothes to make you satisfied again.
Mm-hmm. You don't think of it as a healthy way of thinking?
It's probably not honest to yourself. You kind of understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you think this will change?
No.
In the future, will cars and clothes, designer clothes, be status symbols in the same way?
I'm sure that clothes will be, that the thing with the clothes will be the same. I'm not so sure with the cars, because cars cause lots of environmental problems,
mm-hmm.
and probably in some years, a few years, this will change, because it's not reasonable to drive a car anymore.
Tell me a little bit more about that.